I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. South Sudan's violence has pretty much been overshadowed by larger crises, you know, like Ukraine, Iraq, and Gaza, just to name a few. But Kids Alive International says we still need to pay attention to what's happening in South Sudan. At least 50,000 kids are now facing starvation because of the ongoing conflict. And that means more families will be relying on Kids Alive for literal and spiritual food. Get the full picture and find ways to help at our website. In other news, a new generation is stepping onto campus. That's Generation Z. Greg Howe of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship says it's the population that grew up after 9/11. So their world is filled with war and terrorism and collapsing economies. But it's also a great time to share the hope and the reality of the gospel.
This is a generation that you cannot capture their attention merely by being gimmicky, by attempting to be trendy or hoping for something to go viral. I think what will capture this generation's attention is true community, where they encounter real people and real conversations.
And with all the changes they go through, sometimes it's hard for teenagers to figure out who they really are. It can even be more difficult for adopted kids. But the process got a whole lot easier for Nicole and Neil Haltman when they visited Russia recently. You see, Nicole and Neil were adopted from Russia as toddlers through Buckner International. Adoptive mom Joanne Haltman says the trip opened the teenagers' eyes to...
If they would have stayed there, what their life would have been like, and that God knew what he was doing by giving them this life. There is a purpose to them being where they are right now.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.